Evolution of artillery. The growth of civilization and refining the art of warfare have all along been intrinsically intertwined. The annals recording man's march from the dark labyrinths of caves to the opulence of modern cities are replete with the tremors of war. As time rolled by, it dawned on man that inflicting injury on the adversary from a distance was the most cost-effective design for gaining victories. In the years that followed, walled cities and forts were adapted to guarantee the safety of chieftains, kings and their subjects. The method of gaining entry by the attackers into the forts by ramps, bores and scaling ladders was cumbersome, and hence the overwhelming compulsion that fueled the discovery of mechanically operated weapons like the ballistae, catapults and subsequently the trebuchet that functioned on the principle of the counterweight. The discovery of gunpowder acted as a catalyst for the invention of cannons, which derived their name from the term canna, which stands for a tube in Latin. By 1338, casting of guns had been initiated in Europe, with brass and copper as the main ingredients. The Swedes endowed mobility to the guns in 1450 by mounting them on wheels and towing them by draught animals. Artillery was destined to change the course of Indian history in 1526 in the First Battle of Panipat, when Babur, the Mughal king, used his artillery to rout Ibrahim Lodhi's disproportionately larger army by the use of his cannons and sowed the seeds of Mughal empire that was to dominate the subcontinent for the next 300 years.